أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت. In the previous surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mention also of the coming of the day of Qiyamah. And for that Allah Ta'ala showed particularly two great qudrats of His, which are two great ni'mats of His also. One is how Allah has created insan from a drop of sperm, and where insan reached finally. And the whole history of man, of everyone, his own individual self. If we think of that, we see clearly the great qudrat also of Allah and the great ni'mats of Allah also. And then the other Allah mentioned about the food which man eats. That also is a great, great qudrat of Allah, which is a great ni'mat, which more we understand as a ni'mat, but perhaps very little we are appreciating, and we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And even then, more than that was to understand the qudrat of Allah, when Allah can do this whole system of feeding the whole of His creation all the time. Then when He is so great, what is it difficult for Him to bring the day of Qiyamah? And then on the day of Qiyamah, some conditions were mentioned where man will go out of his mind, and they will see their close and beloved ones also, but they will pay no attention to them. And then the final results will come out. Those who are successful will be rejoicing, happy and laughing. And those who will be unsuccessful are what the conditions of their faces will be. The next surah now, Surah Takwir, in which also Allah Ta'ala mentions clear signs of the day of Qiyamah. In a narration of Tirmizi Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, anyone who wants to see that what the day of Qiyamah will be like should read this surah, the Shamsu Kuwira, and the surah that comes after it. Then if you read that, you will see clearly what the day of Qiyamah will be like. So yeah, Allah explains very clearly what that day will be, and all this is that we prepare for that day. So that day Allah Ta'ala explains, which are also certain some aspects of that day. Either shamsu kuwirat, jab suraj ki dhoop teh ho jave, and when the heat of the sun will become folded up, that is the rays of the sun which are reaching us. And because of that, we're getting light, we're getting energy, we're getting heat, and only Allah knows what other benefits there are in the rays of the sun. But then they will be like folded up, and the rays of the sun will not be coming out. The light, the sun will be there, but just like the sun is there, but no rays of the sun will be coming. And that will be enough to upset the whole system of the whole world. Just this one thing. And also from here, if we can understand, the whole system of the world is set with such precision that we cannot ever imagine. And one little bit difference in that whole system of Allah Ta'ala, and it will upset everything. And here clearly Allah says, not just one thing will be upset, but the whole system will be completely gone. There will be no system left on that day. So the sun will be there like a block of cheese, or like the mill in which a flour is grounded, and it is if a flour is made, it will just remain like that. The rays of the suns will not be there. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ وَرْجَبْ تَعَلِي مَيْلِ هُو جَعْوِي. And when the stars will also lose their luster and their twinkle, there will be nothing left in the stars. Either the stars will be like we have falling stars. And when the stars fall like that, then we know that they are no more there. Or they will be there, but they won't be like they are there, but they're not there. Just like the sun, it will just be there, but it won't be doing its work. There won't be any more the twinkle in the star. The star will just be there, it won't be doing anything. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَرْجَبْ بَحَارْ چَلَائِ جَاوِي. And when the mountains will start flying, they will be smashed into smitherings, And just the dust particles will be flying everywhere. And other places it comes, like cotton wool, the mountains will fly. And the mountains' particular work, as explained elsewhere in the Quran Sharif, is to peg down the earth, to keep it under order and system. And when the pegs are not there, the weights are not there, then everything under will also go haywire completely. And other places Allah explains, man will go like he's become mad, woman will abort. And different places Allah has explained what the conditions of that day will be. It's too hard to understand and too hard to absorb. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ اور جب بیانی اونٹنیاں چھٹی پھیرے and when 10-month-old carbon camels will just be left to roam about free. This is a little bit to understand. A prized possession of the Arabs was a 10-month pregnant camel, that now she is just ready to deliver birth. Camels like that were very dear to the Arabs. And the 10-month camel, the female camel that is pregnant and she is going to be giving birth, at that time they would have no other worry but just that camel of theirs. And they would just look at that camel and be concerned about it. But at that time, that very camel that was going to give birth to another camel, and that would be giving milk also, and it was a prized thing, very, very dear thing to them. And that camel will also be just left alone. They won't care about that camel. For us to understand what is the most dearest possession of a person, that day will be such when that most dearest person will also, or dearest thing what a person possesses, he will not be concerned about it at all. Who takes it? What happens to it? What it's going through? A person will not be concerned. In short, with the other signs of the, or with the other things that will happen on the day of Qiyamah, this is all to bring to our mind that we prepare for that day. As it has come, like a person who reads Surah Kahf every Friday, or at least the first 10 ayats, the last 10 ayats, and there are many other a'mal also like that. If we will do them on that day, that person's mind will remain in order. Otherwise, it's impossible that a person's mind will remain in order. Allah has given us the whole of our deen, the whole prescription that we prepare for that day, and these things are given to us. But if we don't, then these are the signs of how Qiyamah will come, the events, not the signs, the events that will take place, and we cannot just comprehend and conceive what it will be like. So may Allah give us tawfiq to prepare, and also we must keep on making dua for the whole ummah and the conditions the ummah is going through. Not only be satisfied with the dua that we made now, kunut nazila, but our own individual duas also, and whatever else more we can do, we all should do.